The following is a Sunday feast lecture on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 4, text number 38, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on January 17th, 2010, in Santiago, Chile.
So today, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Chapter number 4, text number 38. This is a very, very wonderful verse. I have especially picked it for today's lecture. So listen carefully. Meditate very deeply on the transcendental sound vibrations. And you will have an amazing transformation of consciousness. Repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham Pavitram Iha Vidyate Tatsvayam Yogasam Siddha Kalenatmani Vindati Nahi Jnanena Sadrisham Pavitram Iha Vidyate Tatsvayam Yogasam Siddha Kalenatmani Vindati. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this world, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Such knowledge is the mature fruit of all mysticism. And one who has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service enjoys this knowledge within himself in due course of time. Purport. When we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. As such, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Ignorance is the cause of our bondage, and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. This knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service, and when one is situated in transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. In other words, this knowledge and peace culminate in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita.
Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaitam avadutam prijana saitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sagana lalita shri vishakhanvitamscha.
So everybody's looking for ecstasy.
Entonces, todos están buscando el éxtasis.
Everyone's looking for bliss.
Todos están buscando bienaventuranza.
This is where you can find it.
Aquí es donde usted la puede encontrar.
Krishna consciousness is pure bliss.
Conciencia de Krishna es felicidad pura.
And this verse is giving us the hint how to taste that bliss.
Este verso se nos está dando la pista de cómo probar esta felicidad.
So how do we taste the bliss?
¿Cómo que nosotros probamos esta felicidad?
You have to understand the knowledge of Krishna consciousness. That's the first step.
Usted tiene que comprender el conocimiento de conciencia de Krishna.
You have to understand that you are not that body.
Tienes que entender que tú no eres este cuerpo.
As long as I am thinking I am man, I am woman, I am this, I am that, we can never taste the bliss.
Mientras siga pensando que soy un hombre, soy una mujer, soy esto y lo otro, nunca vamos a probar ese gusto.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because that body is destined to die.
Porque este cuerpo está destinado a morir.
And nobody wants to die.
Y nadie quiere morir.
If I offered you that we will kill you right now, will you volunteer?
Si yo le ofrezco a usted que te mato ahora mismo, ¿usted aceptaría?
Nobody wants to die.
Nadie quiere morir.
But yet death is being forced upon this body.
Pero así igual la muerte está forzada en este cuerpo.
No matter who you are.
No importa quién seas.
No matter whether you have money, whether you have wealth, whether you have fame, no matter what you may have.
No importa si eres rico, si tienes fama, no importa lo que tengas.
In this world, death is being forced upon you.
En este mundo, la muerte está siendo forzada a ti.
It's being shoved down your throat against your will.
Está cortando tu garganta en contra de tu voluntad.
Therefore, nobody is happy in this world.
Por lo tanto, nadie es feliz en este mundo.
They may temporarily think they are happy.
Ellos pueden pensar que temporalmente son felices.
But that is false happiness.
Pero eso es felicidad falsa.
Just like if somebody told you
tal como alguien te dijo,
that I am now giving you one gift.
Yo te estoy dando ahora un regalo.
I am giving you 10 trillion pesos.
Te estoy dando 3 trillones de pesos.
You'd be the wealthiest man in the whole world.
Te será el hombre más rico en todo el mundo.
I bring a whole fleet of trucks and I park them in front of your house. With 10 trillion pesos.
Con 3 trillones de pesos.
Then you start dancing and celebrating, you see.
Tú empiezas a bailar y a celebrar.
You invite all your friends for a big party.
Invita a todos tus amigos para una gran fiesta.
Now I am the most rico person in the whole world, you see.
Ahora soy el más rico en todo el mundo.
Muy, muy riquísimo, hombre. You see.
Muy, un hombre muy riquísimo.
Trillions of pesos.
Trillones de pesos.
So you're waiting till Monday morning so you can go deposit all that cash in the bank, you see. And then on Monday morning when the bank opens, you take that fleet of trucks to the bank to deposit your trillion pesos. And the teller takes a look at the notes. She says, "My dear sir, I hate to tell you this, but that money is counterfeit money." Counterfeit, false money, counterfeit money.
Falsa.
So you're actually, you have no money, it's just some paper, that's all. Now what was that happiness you had over the weekend? Thinking you're the most rico hombre in the whole mundo, you see. You were dancing and singing. I'm rico, soy rico, soy rico, soy rico, soy muy muy rico. What was that happiness? Was it real? You thought it was real. But on Monday morning you took that counterfeit money to the bank, you found out it was false happiness, you see. So whatever happiness you think you have in this material world, it is like counterfeit pesos, that's all. There's no real happiness here.
No hay real felicidad aquí.
It's all counterfeit.
Entonces, falso.
So if you want real happiness,
entonces, si usted quiere felicidad real,
you must come to the bona fide spiritual master.
Usted tiene que venir al maestro espiritual fidedigno.
Because he is empowered to give you genuine happiness.
Porque él está empoderado para darte felicidad genuina.
The spiritual master is an emissary from God himself.
El maestro espiritual es un emisario de Dios mismo.
And he will give you actual happiness.
Y él te va a dar felicidad verdadera.
You simply have to hear submissively.
Usted simplemente tiene que escuchar sumisamente.
And render service to him.
Y rendirle servicio a él.
As Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita.
Tal como Krishna explica en el Bhagavad Gita.
Tanvadi pranipatena Pariprasnena sevaya upadekshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darshinaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master.
Solo trata de aprender la verdad acudiendo un maestro espiritual.
Inquire from him submissively.
Pregúntale a él sumisamente.
Render service unto him.
Rendele servicio a él.
The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth.
Las almas autorrealizadas pueden impartir conocimiento a ti porque ellos han visto la verdad.
So what does Krishna say about this knowledge that it is imparted by Sri Guru?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que está diciendo Krishna aquí acerca de ese conocimiento que lo imparte el Guru?
He said, there's nothing so sublime as this knowledge.
Dice, no hay nada tan sublime como este conocimiento.
And what does it mean when Krishna says it's the mature fruit of all mysticism? That means that any pathway of spiritual advancement you may pursue,
eso significa que cualquier avance que tú hayas conseguido espiritual,
when that pathway becomes perfect,
a su debido tiempo se va a volver perfecto,
then you become endowed with transcendental knowledge. And then there is an even higher stage which Krishna describes in the second half of this verse. Because jnana is one thing, you understand?
Porque el jnana es una cosa,
and the other thing is vijnana.
Y la otra cosa es vijnana.
One thing is to understand the knowledge.
Una cosa es entender el conocimiento.
Higher still is to realize that knowledge.
Pero aún más elevado es realizar ese conocimiento.
Krishna describes here Krishna, what is the result when you realize this knowledge.
Krishna describe aquí cuál es el resultado cuando tú realizas el conocimiento.
And he explains how you realize the knowledge.
Y él explica cómo tú realizas el conocimiento.
He says by becoming accomplished in the practice of devotional service.
Él dice que cuando tú te vuelves testigo de la realización del servicio devocional.
So you know that word accomplished? What is it in Espanol? Expert.
Expert? Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay. Entonces cuando tú te vuelves experto,
experto.
En el servicio devocional, en la ejecución.
So what does it mean to become experto?
Entonces, ¿qué significa eso, volverse experto?
Well, if you're a guitar player, then you can play very, very good guitar, you see.
Como cuando tú eres un guitarrista, tú puedes tocar muy bien la guitarra.
If you're a cook, then you can make very, very nice preparations.
Si tú eres un cocinero, puedes hacer muy buenas preparaciones.
Expert means you can do very, very first-class job, you see.
experto significa que tú puedes hacer un muy buen trabajo.
So, just like you become expert guitar player, you become expert chef or cook, one should also become expert in executing bhakti yoga.
Entonces, tal como tú te puedes volver un experto cocinero, tú te puedes volver un experto en bhakti yoga.
Because by becoming expert in bhakti yoga,
porque al volverse experto en el bhakti yoga,
Krishna says that you relish this knowledge within yourself in due course of time.
Krishna dice que tú disfrutas, realizas este conocimiento dentro a su debido tiempo.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
such a person doesn't need any external arrangements to become happy.
En otras palabras, esa persona no necesita ningún arreglo externo para volverse feliz.
Just by having fully realized Krishna consciousness,
tan solo habiendo realizado completamente conciencia de Krishna,
he can be in any situation and become absolutely ecstatic.
Él puede estar en cualquier situación y volverse absolutamente extático.
He can be rico.
Él puede ser rico.
He can be pobre.
Él puede ser pobre.
He can be enfermo.
Él puede estar enfermo.
He can be healthy.
Él puede estar
he can be famous.
Puede ser famoso.
He can be unknown. Insignificado.
Insignificante.
Insignificante. He can be complete in any position.
Él puede estar en cualquier posición.
It doesn't matter what his position is in this material world.
No importa cuál es su posición en el mundo material.
One who has realized this knowledge,
alguien que ha realizado este conocimiento,
is absolutely ecstatic in every situation.
Es absolutamente extático en cualquier situación.
Simply by realizing Krishna.
Simplemente realizando a Krishna.
So I know that the other day there was many, many unanswered questions. So I wanted to leave a lot of time for questions and answers tonight.
Entonces, quiero dejar mucho tiempo para preguntas y respuestas hoy.
Especially I'm interested in questions the how to become, how one can advance in Krishna consciousness.
Especialmente estoy interesado en las preguntas,
to become the Shuddha Bhakta, the pure devotee. This is what we should all be interested in doing, you see.
Esto es lo que todos deberíamos estar
becoming pure devotees of Krishna.
Devolvernos devotos puros de Krishna.
That's how we should focus our intelligence.
Ahí es donde nosotros debemos fijar nuestra inteligencia.
That's how we should focus our consciousness.
Ahí es donde nosotros debemos fijar nuestra conciencia.
Not on how to enjoy our senses.
No en cómo poder disfrutar nuestros sentidos.
So I can ask now if there's any questions.
Ahora puedo preguntar si hay preguntas.
Entonces, vemos que en la etapa del servicio sonal, o sea, seguir el principio de no comer carne, huevo ni pescado, va a ser la compasión, pero básicamente hacia los animales, así. Pero ¿cómo desarrollar una compasión mismo para los seres humanos? Porque a veces, como se ve que incluso entre los devotos, no somos compasivos con otros devotos, así como que no tenemos ese sentimiento de una compasión para con las demás entidades vivientes, no simplemente los animales, sino que también los devotos mismos, así.
He's saying that the principle that we should not eat meat is in order to develop compassion to the animals. So he's asking, but how can we get compassion for the human beings?
By not eating meat, that will also help you develop compassion for human beings.
Bueno, en realidad no comer carne también te ayuda a desarrollar compasión para los seres humanos. And the devotees, he was asking as well.
Compassion for the devotee?
Yes.
Actually, you already have compassion. It's there within your heart.
En realidad, tú ahora ya tienes compasión. Está ahí en tu corazón.
Beneath all the lust, anger, and greed,
tú sacas toda tu lujuria, ira y codicia.
Madness, illusion, and envy.
La ilusión, locura y envidia.
Within that thick, thick shell, there is a pure devotee on the inside, and that is you.
Detrás de esa cobertura está un devoto puro que eres tú.
So all you have to do is clean house. Clean the casa of your heart.
Tienes que limpiar la casa de tu corazón.
Scrub and rub.
In
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare. Take prasadam. Follow these principles. Sing and dance in ecstasy in the kirtan. Serve the Vaishnavas. Serve the Guru. In this way, that natural love for devotees, for jivas, and for all living entities will become fully manifest in due course.
De esta manera, el amor por los devotos, por los jivas y por los animales se van a manifestar a su debido tiempo.
Si uno no tiene el deseo.
And if one doesn't have the desire,
oh, then you can suffer.
Oh, no, tú puedes sufrir.
Take breath again in the material world. Become a dog or a hog in your next life.
Volverte un perro o un cerdo en la próxima vida.
Porque mismo está ese en el Upadeshanta dice que seguir las instrucciones simplemente por seguir, seguir las reglas y regulaciones simplemente por seguirlas.
Because it is said in the Upadeshamrita that one should not follow the rules and regulations just for the sake of following them.
Yes, you should follow them for the sake of becoming Krishna conscious.
Sí, tú debes seguirlas por el propósito de volverte consciente de Krishna.
Not blindly. You should know why you're following them.
No ciegamente, tú no debes seguirlas ciegamente.
When you're sick, the doctor gives medicine.
Cuando tú estás enfermo, el doctor te da medicina.
If somebody just walks up to you and you're here, take this medicine, would you take it?
Si alguien viene y te da la medicina, ¿no las tomarías?
No, who wants to take medicine? Here, take this medicine. Why should I take this medicine? I'm not going to blindly take medicine.
No, no voy a tomar esta medicina. ¿Cómo voy a tomar esta medicina ciegamente?
But if you go to the doctor and he prescribes you have this disease and this medicine will cure your disease, then you will take the medicine.
Pero si vas al doctor y el doctor te prescribe esa medicina, ahí tú las vas a tomar.
So the spiritual master is the doctor.
Entonces, el maestro espiritual es el doctor.
And he can see you're muy, muy enfermo.
Y él te puede ver a ti muy
false enfermo. Ego.
Con ego falso.
You see? So he gives you this medicine, Harinam.
Entonces, él te da aquí la medicina, Harinam.
You take this medicine.
Y tú tomas esta medicina.
Every day you must take at least 16 tablets.
Todos los días tú tienes que tomar al menos 16 pastillas.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You're not blindly taking.
No tomándola ciegamente.
You know that I'm covered by false ego.
Yo sé que estoy cubierto por el ego falso.
I have this disease called ahankar.
Tengo esta enfermedad llamada ahankar.
And I know this Harinam is the medicine to cure the disease.
Yo sé que este Harinam es la medicina para curar tu enfermedad.
So you take that medicine on the order of the Guru.
Tomas esta medicina bajo la orden del Guru.
And by his blessings you'll become a pure devotee in due course.
Por sus bendiciones tú te vuelves un devoto puro a su debido tiempo.
And do you understand?
¿Usted me entiende?
Yes, very good. Thank you.
Gracias.
Next question. Yes.
¿Cómo hay que hacer para conseguir esa felicidad constante? Porque lo que pasa generalmente es que uno depende mucho de las cosas externas.
You say that we always like depend of external things. Our happiness depends of the external things. So, what should we do in order to get lasting happiness?
To get
lasting happiness.
Lasting, yes. Actually,
en realidad,
as long as your happiness is based on external circumstances,
mientras tu felicidad dependa de cosas externas,
you should understand
usted debe entender
that it's not real happiness.
De que no es felicidad real.
It's an illusory happiness.
Es una felicidad ilusoria.
Like horse eggs in the, it's like flowers from the sky, or horse eggs. It's false happiness.
Es felicidad falsa.
Real happiness comes only when you reestablish your lost loving relationship with Krishna.
Felicidad real viene cuando tú restableces tu relación con Krishna.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
La suprema personalidad de Dios.
That's the only time you actually experience real happiness.
Esa es la única vez en que en realidad tú pruebas felicidad verdadera.
So if you will take shelter of this process of Krishna consciousness.
Entonces, si tú tomas refugio de este proceso de conciencia de Krishna,
understanding the illusory nature of the external happiness,
entendiendo la naturaleza temporal de la felicidad,
then you will achieve it.
¿La logrará?
Have you ever seen one of these, I don't know, the in the U.S. we have what are called the Western, old Western movies.
En los Estados Unidos nosotros llamamos las películas.
Cowboy movies.
Las occidentales del oeste. O sea, las películas.
Have you ever seen one of those movies, about called Westerns, about the cowboys shooting guns? And,
yeah. Esas películas del oeste, de los cowboys.
So they was, in the movie you will see some town.
Entonces en la película tú verás algún pueblo.
It looks like a regular town, you see.
Y luce como un templo cualquiera.
Some town in, out in the west.
Ahí perdido en el oeste.
But if you go to the movie set,
pero tú llegas a la película,
you will see there are no, actually there's no town there at all. It's just some false front. They show the front of the building. Behind it there's nothing. It's simply a movie set.
Era simplemente un set de película.
It appears to be a regular town, but it's actually just a movie set.
Parecía ser un pueblo regular, pero en realidad era un set de película.
There's no buildings there at all. It's just the front of the building. They make a show of the front of the building only, you see.
No hay ningún edificio en lo absoluto, simplemente era el frente.
It's called, in English they call it facade.
Facade.
You have that word in Spanish? Facade?
Facade. Facade.
Yeah, it's simply facade. So your external happiness is facade, not real happiness.
La felicidad externa es simplemente una fachada.
So you have to understand, you have to go within to find actual happiness.
Entonces tú tienes que ir adentro para encontrar felicidad verdadera.
In your relationship with Guru,
en tu relación con el Guru,
Krishna,
Krishna,
and Vaishnavas,
y los Vaishnavas,
the holy names,
el santo nombre,
the deities,
las deidades,
Prashad,
el Prashad,
the holy Dham,
el santo Dham,
the transcendental wisdom. In this way,
el conocimiento trascendental,
you have to go in the internal energy to find real happiness.
Tienes que ir a la felicidad interna para encontrar felicidad real.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde tu pregunta?
Okay, bueno. Okay, next question.
Okay.
Yes.
En la ejecución de nuestro servicio, o sea, cuando ejecutamos el servicio nacional, constantemente estamos buscando ejecutarlo de manera más eficiente. O sea, y cómo se llama, y
he wants to know because he's saying that he always wants to get like to do the devotional service in the best way. Mm-hmm. So how can he do that?
Yes.
In the most efficient way.
The way to perform devotional service in the best possible way,
la forma de realizar servicio devocional de la mejor manera,
is to always do it for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna.
Es hacerlo siempre por la satisfacción del Guru y Krishna.
Instead of thinking what I enjoy,
en vez de estar pensando, yo estoy disfrutando,
you have to think what will give pleasure to Guru and Krishna.
Yo debo pensar cómo le puedo dar placer al Guru y a Krishna.
If you always think of their pleasure,
siempre piensa en su placer,
then your service will become first class.
Y tu servicio se volverá de primera clase.
And you will taste unlimited happiness.
Y usted probará felicidad ilimitada.
Next question.
¿Otra pregunta?
Yeah.
¿Cómo a veces tenemos parte alta en nuestro servicio personal, a veces tenemos parte baja en nuestro servicio personal? ¿Cómo podemos mantenernos estable o nishta?
Sometimes we are like up in our devotional service. Sometimes we are down. How can we remain fixed up, or nishta?
Yeah. The neophyte devotee, he has his ups and downs.
El devoto neófito tiene sus subidas y bajadas.
That is normal.
Eso es normal.
But as one advances in Krishna consciousness,
pero cuando uno avanza en conciencia de Krishna,
then the ups and downs gradually, it just turns into an up.
Luego, las subidas y bajadas como se vuelven en solo una subida.
So how to get to that stage where it's simply up and there's no more down?
Entonces, ¿cómo tener esa etapa en donde simplemente son subidas y no más bajadas?
There's a very easy way to do that, actually.
Es una forma muy fácil de hacer, en realidad.
It's a matter of cultivating the proper understanding.
Es una cuestión de cultivar el entendimiento adecuado.
This is described in the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Esto se describe en el décimo canto del Bhagavatam.
Tate nukampam su samikshabano evatma kritang vipang evatma kritang. What's, what is that going? Tate nukampam su samikshanamo bunjana evatma kritang vipakam tadvagvapur virvidadang namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadaya bak. The translation is this.
La traducción es esta.
My dear Lord,
mi querido Señor,
those persons who are always awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them,
aquellas personas que están esperando que tu misericordia sea embestida en
who
ellos,
who continue to accept the reactions for their past sins,
que continuamente aceptan las reacciones de sus actividades pecaminosas pasadas,
while constantly offering you respectful obeisances from within their hearts,
mientras constantemente ofrece su respetuosa reverencia desde su corazón,
are certainly eligible candidates for liberation.
Son ciertamente candidatos elegibles para
indeed,
la liberación. De hecho,
it has become their rightful claim.
En realidad se ha vuelto su derecho, su derecho.
So what does that mean? This is what it means.
Entonces, ¿qué esto significa?
The advanced devotee,
el devoto avanzado,
even when things are going really bad, it's like hell.
Incluso cuando las cosas van muy mal, como el infierno.
He thinks, oh, Krishna is very kindly giving me this hell right now.
Oh, Krishna es tan bondadoso que me ha dado este infierno ahora.
He's burning off my past sins.
Él está quemando mis pecados pasados.
Going through this hell is helping me to advance in Krishna consciousness.
Yendo a través de este infierno me está ayudando ahora a avanzar.
And he's thinking, Krishna, thank you very much for putting me in this hell.
Y él está agradeciendo a Krishna, muchas gracias por ponerme en este infierno.
And he's offering his obeisances to Krishna out of gratitude for being put in this hell.
Y él está ofreciendo sus reverencias a Krishna por la gratitud de
to burn off his past sins.
Porque quema sus actividades pasadas.
In this way he turns the down into an up.
De esta forma él transforma un bajo en un alto.
And in this way, for him, there's no such thing as down.
Y por esta razón es que él no tiene tales cosas como estar abajo.
Kunti Devi is praying for downs.
Kunti Devi está orando por bajos.
Vipada shantu tatasvatatra tatra jagadguru bhavanam darshanam yat shada punarbhavadarshanam. Krishna, please put me in more and more suffering.
Krishna, por favor, ponme más y más sufrimiento.
She's begging to be in suffering.
Ella está orando por estar en sufrimiento.
Please put me in more and more suffering conditions, my dear Lord.
Por favor, póngame en más y más miserables condiciones, mi querido Señor.
Because when I'm suffering,
porque cuando estoy sufriendo,
I'm completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Estoy completamente absorto en conciencia de Krishna.
And I will no longer see the repetition of birth and death.
No voy a ver más la repetición de.
So when you're down, Prabhu,
entonces, cuando tú estés bajoneado,
you should think Krishna is blessing me with this suffering.
Tú piensa, Krishna me está bendiciendo con este sufrimiento.
He's helping me to burn off the reactions for my past sins.
Él me está ayudando a quemar mis reacciones por mis pecados pasados.
And if you strictly follow the regulated principles,
si tú estás siguiendo estrictamente los principios,
then you're not committing any new sins.
Y tú no estás comiendo ningún pecado nuevo.
It means you're paying off your debts. You're paying off all of your karmic debts. And when they are completely paid off, you become completely pure. Do you know what will happen? Krishna will reveal himself to you. So every time you go to hell, through hell,
cada vez que tú vayas a través de este infierno,
you simply think I'm getting one step by this suffering I'm getting one step closer to Krishna.
Simplemente piensa, por este sufrimiento yo estoy yendo un paso más cerca de Krishna.
But there's a special secret in this regard.
Pero hay un especial secreto en este contenido.
Do you know what Krishna does when you take one step closer to him?
¿Tú sabes ¿Sabes qué es lo que hace Krishna cuando tú tomas un paso a él?
Does anybody know what Krishna does when you take one step closer to him?
¿Alguno de ustedes sabe qué hace Krishna cuando ustedes toman un paso más cerca de él?
Krishna is very kind.
Krishna es muy bondadoso.
If you take one step closer to Krishna,
si tú tomas un paso más cerca a Krishna,
he will take 10 steps closer to you.
Él va a tomar 10 pasos más cerca a ti.
So that means every one step brings you 11 steps closer to Krishna. So the next time you go through hell, say, Krishna, thank you for putting me in hell. To bring me closer and closer to you. And when you fully embrace this concept within your heart, you'll never be in hell again. You'll always be ecstatic. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakangshati Samak Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Levate Param. It's called Brahma Bhuta stage. You see, happiness and distress is one and the same. The mercy of Krishna.
La misericordia de Krishna.
And you engage all of it in his service.
Tú ocupas todo eso en su servicio.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Yes.
Realmente, ¿qué uno debe hacer cuando uno realmente el sánscrito no tan experto? Realmente, ¿cómo uno se puede volver experto en el sánscrito? En el sánscrito.
How can we become expert in Sanskrit?
Go to our academy at Govardhan.
Anda a nuestra academia en Govardhan.
We have an academy in Govardhan. Gopi Parandana Prabhu is running a Sanskrit academy for ISKCON devotees in Govardhan.
Hay una academia en Govardhan y está haciendo actualmente. Ya no se acabó.
You become very expert in Sanskrit if you go there. But if you don't have the means to go,
pero si no tienen los medios para ir,
then read Prabhupada's books.
Luego lee los libros de Prabhupada.
And you can learn so much Sanskrit just by studying Prabhupada's books.
Tú puedes aprender tanto sánscrito en los libros de Prabhupada.
Next question. Yes.
When we are away from the temple, but following the principles, doing all, what to do? Because desires come to her mind that are like opposite to the what she desires. So. How to control those desires or to keep the mind fixed when he's away from the temple.
Yeah. Kick the mind with boot. When your mind does nonsense like that, give it a good kick with a boot.
Dale a la mente con las botas.
Or give it a good karate chop, you know.
Dale una buena patada así deslizante.
And the mind gets nutty, you know. Think some dirty, sinful thing.
La mente siempre está pensando cosas.
Give it a good
terrible
punch, you know.
Entonces, cuando esté así, tú
si you rascal mind.
Tú le pegas, tú mente.
Shut up.
Cállate.
Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Por lo tanto, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
He gives this advice.
Él dio este aviso.
Then in the morning you should beat your mind with shoes 100 times. Zapatos. And what is the same Spanish for broom?
Broom.
Sweeping with a broom?
Escoba. Escova.
Escova. And in the evening, you beat your mind 100 times with Escova. So beat the crud out of that rascal mind. So he won't dare think of anything sinful ever again. Next question.
Otra pregunta.
¿Cómo no desanimarse y cuando el guru pasa demasiado tiempo sin poder contactarnos con él y cómo poder fortalecer cada vez más la relación entre discípulo y
How to not become discouraged?
What the word? Deterred?
Discouraged?
Deterred. Deviated.
Like, no.
Disturbed?
Discouraged.
Like deterred means deviated. Disturbed means agitated. What's the word? Deterred?
No, the word is how to become like
without will. Without enough will. Discouraging.
Yeah,
determined.
No.
How to become determined?
No. She's asking like how to deal with the lack of enthusiasm.
Yes.
Because she sometimes doesn't have association with his guru. So
sometimes you're lacking enthusiasm.
Entonces algunas veces te falta un poco de entusiasmo.
Yeah. Why are you not associating with the guru then? You should associate with him at every minute.
Pero ¿por qué dice que no te puedes asociar con el guru? Tú te puedes asociar con él a cada minuto.
You should grab a hold of his lotus feet and never let go.
Abrázate fuertemente a sus pies del loto y nunca lo dejes ir.
My guru Prabhupada, he ordered me to always be enthusiastic.
Mi guru Srila Prabhupada siempre me ordenó de siempre ser entusiasta.
But I am always separated from my guru.
Pero yo estoy siempre separado de mi guru.
Practically, I only saw him very few times.
Prácticamente yo lo vi solo unas pocas veces.
But he gave me the order to always be enthusiastic.
Pero él me dio la orden de siempre estar entusiasta.
So I took that order into my heart.
Entonces yo tomé esa orden dentro de mi corazón.
And that way my Guru Maharaj is always living in my heart.
Y por eso que mi Guru Maharaj está siempre viviendo en mi corazón.
And I'm always enthusiastic.
Y soy yo siempre entusiasta.
So your Guru is not his body.
Porque tu Guru no es el cuerpo.
Take the order of your Guru, take it into your heart.
Toma la orden de tu Guru y tómala en tu corazón.
And your guru will always live in your heart.
Y tu guru siempre estará en tu corazón.
In every second.
Cada segundo.
And you'll be full of bliss.
Y estarás llena de bienaventuranza.
You'll have so much bliss in your heart.
Hay tanta felicidad en tu corazón.
You'll become like a volcano of bliss.
Y eso se volverá como un volcán de felicidad.
Spewing bliss upon the whole material world.
Derramando bienaventuranza y felicidad a todo el mundo.
So you simply have to understand your guru is not his body.
Entonces tú simplemente tienes que entender que tu guru no es el cuerpo.
He is his instructions.
Él es sus instrucciones.
Whatever instruction he has given you, take it into your heart.
Cualquier instrucción que él te ha dado, tómala en tu corazón.
And you will never feel his separation.
Y tú nunca más sentirás separación.
You'll always feel how he is guiding you.
Tú siempre vas a sentir cómo él te está guiando.
How he is blessing you.
Cómo te está bendiciendo.
How he is inspiring you at every minute, showering you with unlimited oceans of mercy.
Cómo te está bañando a cada segundo con un ilimitado.
And you'll be the most enthusiastic devotee.
Y serás la más entusiasta devota.
If you follow my instructions, you will experience it.
Si tú sigues mi instrucción, tú lo vas a experimentar.
Okay.
Okay.
Hare Krishna. All right.
¿Usted podría hablar acerca más con respecto que el Vrindavan es en un estado de conciencia y el devoto puro vive en el sonido?
Can you explain further how is that Vrindavan is a state of consciousness and that the pure devotee is the sound?
Vrindavan is a place.
Vrindavan es un lugar.
And that place is there. Krishna is always living in Vrindavan, you see.
Y Y Krishna está siempre viviendo en Vrindavan.
Vrindavanam prityajo napada ekam gachati. It is stated that Krishna never leaves Vrindavan for even 1 second.
Se dice que Krishna nunca deja Vrindavan ni por un segundo.
He never sets even 1 foot outside of Vrindavan.
Él no pone ni siquiera un pie fuera de Vrindavan.
So Krishna is in your heart.
Entonces Krishna está en tu corazón.
He's actually situated in your heart.
Él está en realidad situado en tu corazón.
That means Vrindavan is also in your heart.
Eso significa que Vrindavan también está en tu corazón.
So all you have to do to live in Vrindavan is to go, always take shelter of Krishna at every minute.
Entonces, lo único que tú tienes que hacer es siempre tomar refugio en Krishna.
And then you will constantly be living in Vrindavan.
Entonces tú siempre estarás viviendo en Vrindavan.
Not Santiago.
No en Santiago.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde tu pregunta?
Sí, la segunda.
And the second question was, how is that the pure devotee lives in the sound?
Lives where?
In the sound, en el sonido.
Yes. The pure devotees live in. He reasons ill. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die. When thou art living still in sound. And living, spread the holy name around.
El santo nombre por todas partes.
The spiritual master, the pure devotee,
el maestro espiritual, el devoto puro,
is living with Krishna at every minute.
Está viviendo con Krishna a cada minuto.
So when you connect with Krishna,
entonces cuando tú te conectas con Krishna,
you're automatically connected with your spiritual master.
Estás automáticamente conectado con tu maestro espiritual.
And when you connect with your spiritual master,
y cuando tú te conectas con tu maestro espiritual,
you're automatically connected with Krishna.
Tú automáticamente te conectas con Krishna.
So your spiritual master is already will become present, will actually become present in your heart.
Entonces, tu maestro espiritual se volverá realmente presente en tu corazón.
How do we connect with our guru?
¿Cómo nos reconectamos con el guru?
By the lotus words emanating from his lotus mouth.
Por las palabras de loto que se emanan de su boca de loto.
So, through that medium of transcendental sound vibration,
entonces, el significado de este sonido transcendental,
we can gain direct access to our spiritual master.
Por ese sonido nosotros podemos obtener acceso directo al maestro espiritual.
Does that answer your question?
¿Eso responde tu pregunta?
Yes.
What I have to do to get more knowledge about Krishna community. For example, it's my first time here in this situation. And
this is your first time at our temple?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. It's very interesting for me to hear all your questions and your knowledge about this. I very interesting too.
The best way to is get Bhagavad Gita as it is. Bhagavad Gita como es.
Tal como es.
If you read this book very carefully,
si
that will help you. And yeah. I'll also give you my card here for my e-course. Here, you can hand this
también
to me.
You
can get on my free e-course in English. I have a version. And then you read Prabhupada's books and come regularly for the lectures here. And we will teach you how to enter into this state of divine consciousness. You can carry with you 24 hours a day. What is your occupation?
In this moment, I have many problems, but the last week I was working in the construction outside of Santiago.
He was working in a construction.
I see. So you're unemployed right now.
Yes, but maybe.
Well, that's a good opportunity to study this. If you're unemployed, then you can come to this temple and ask the devotees to engage you in service.
Bueno, una gran oportunidad. Tú ahora puedes venir al templo que estamos desocupados y decirle que los devotos te empleen en algún servicio.
You can volunteer your time here, do some services, attend the classes.
Tú puedes ocupar voluntariamente tu tiempo y venir acá a escuchar algunas clases.
In this way you can learn very quickly. The more you spend time here hearing the classes and doing service, you will learn very quickly this wonderful process.
De esta forma, tú escuchando las clases y viviendo vas a entender este proceso maravilloso.
And then whatever you do with your life, you will be very happy. Whether you go back to construction work or whatever you choose to do with your life, you'll become very happy, we guarantee it.
Y luego cualquier cosa que tú elijas hacer, si vuelves a la construcción, te vas a volver muy, vas a estar muy feliz.
The first important thing, read Bhagavad Gita, that's the most important thing. Study it very carefully. Attend the classes and do service here. And then Krishna will bless you with transcendental realization. We say Krishna, we are talking about God, the Supreme Person.
Nosotros decimos Krishna, estamos hablando de la suprema personalidad de Dios.
Have you heard of Krishna before?
¿Tú has escuchado a Krishna antes?
Sí, justamente aquí en Chile me encontré con alguno de ustedes y eso fue la semana pasada y él me obsequió un libro acerca del yoga. Y estoy leyendo, estoy empezando a entender lo que esto significa.
He actually became in contact with a devotee last week, and he's reading one book.
Very good.
About yoga.
Muy bueno.
Muy bien.
Okay. All right. So let's give him a chance. Yeah.
Yo soy chef de comida internacional y tengo un problema. Yo preparo sushi con el pescado. ¿Qué pasa si sigo con el tiempo faenando pescado?
He has a problem because he's an international chef and he used to cook fish. So what happens if he still, like, if he remains doing that?
How many fish have you cooked?
¿Cuántos pescados has cocinado?
No sé, en 2 años, no sé cuánta cantidad.
I don't know, in 2 years, I don't know how many.
How do you like swimming in the ocean? You enjoy swimming in the ocean?
When he has time, he goes.
Ah, well, you'll have full facility for many, many lifetimes. But if you surrender to Krishna and beg his help, no, you listen. Krishna will help you.
Krishna te ayudará.
So right now you have no other means of livelihood, right?
He doesn't have any other employment.
Anyway, you continue earning a living cooking the fish.
Bueno, de cualquier forma, si continúa,
you read Prabhupada's books,
y léelo libro de Prabhupada,
but don't eat any fish.
Y no comas ningún pescado. If you kindly give one target to him, so he can card one card to him, so he can follow.
If you will chant Hare Krishna and read these books, Krishna will help you. Krishna can easily give you another occupation.
Krishna te puede dar fácilmente otra ocupación.
Do you have need any cooks here at the temple?
¿Usted tiene alguna necesidad de cocinero acá en el templo?
You could always move into the ashram and become a cook here. We don't cook fish here.
Nosotros lo cocinamos acá.
Can you make pizza?
Sí.
We can teach you how to cook for Krishna.
Entonces podemos enseñarte cómo cocinar para Krishna.
Sé cocinar comida vegetariana.
Are you married?
¿Estás casado?
No.
So you're a single man. Yeah. Well, there is always an opportunity if you're very serious to follow our process that you could live in our ashram and you could be a cook for Krishna.
Bueno, hay muchas facilidades de que tú puedas, por ejemplo, vivir en nuestro
ashram y cocinar para Krishna.
Be a happy Hare Krishna monk.
Nosotros somos monjes Hare Krishna felices.
That's one possibility.
Tú te puedes volver un monje así.
But for now, read the books, chant, try to follow our principles.
Pero por ahora, lee los libros y trata de seguir los principios.
Don't eat any fish.
No coman ningún pescado.
You eat a pure vegetarian diet now.
Tú come ahora una dieta vegetariana.
Offer all your food to Krishna before you eat.
Y ofrece todo a Krishna antes de comer.
If you make that, you make one step to Krishna, he'll take 10 steps towards you. Remember that.
Si tú tomas un paso a Krishna, él va a tomar 10 pasos a ti. Recuerda eso.
Other questions? Yes.
If Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, so how the gopis, who are the most advanced devotees of Krishna, feel feelings of separation from Krishna?
Yes, that is Krishna's mercy.
Bueno, sí, esa es la misericordia de Krishna.
Krishna appeared to leave Vrindavan.
Krishna parece que aparece como si abandonara Vrindavan.
To increase the loving sentiments of the gopis.
Para aumentar los sentimientos de amor de las gopis.
Just like when a boy has a girlfriend.
Tal como cuando un joven tiene una polola.
When he meets his girlfriend, they express their love for each other.
Cuando se cuentan, cada uno expresa su amor por el otro.
But when they are separated,
pero cuando ellos están separados,
and they write love letters,
y se escriben cartas de amor,
their expression of love is 100 times more intense than when they meet each other.
Luego sus expresiones de amor son 100 veces más intensas que cuando se encuentran.
So we can see, even in this material world, love and separation is much more intense than love in meeting. So to give the gopis the ecstasy of the most intense loving sentiments.
Entonces, él le da a las gopis el sentimiento de amor más.
Krishna made a show of leaving, an external show of leaving Vrindavan.
Entonces, Krishna hace un show externo de dejar Vrindavan.
But actually he did not leave.
Pero en realidad, él no lo deja.
Then you say, well, where was he then?
Pero ellos, entonces, ellos dicen que
he entered into the heart of each and every gopi.
Entonces, ¿qué pasa entonces? Él entra en el corazón de cada
and he resided in each gopi's heart.
Él entra y se encuentra en el corazón de cada una de las gopis.
So that's how he never left Vrindavan, you see.
Entonces, es por eso que él nunca dejó.
It's only an expanded form of Krishna that left Vrindavan. The original Krishna eternally lives in Vrindavan.
Es solamente una expansión de Krishna que deja Vrindavan. El Krishna original siempre vive en Vrindavan.
You understand?
Yeah.
Next question.
How to become determined despite so many like social conception against the devotee, like how to be determined despite any like social
bad relations with devotees.
No.
Social difficulties with devotees.
With community like
outside. You should always remember that relatives are relative. Is it your family members on the outside that's a problem?
For example, tú estás refiriéndote a problemas con la familia, por ejemplo, que ellos lo puedan.
Who's the problem? Your family members. You should not be so carried away by sentiment for family members. Because in millions of lifetimes you have had millions of different family members. In fact, every single living entity in this whole material world has at one time or other been one of your family members.
De hecho, todos tus personas que te ponen en contacto han sido alguna vez tus familiares.
In a previous lifetime, la cucaracha was su madre.
Días previas, la cucaracha fue su madre.
So you have to understand, we've been through every single relationship with every single living entity in this material world. So if you're so much disturbed over your family members in this lifetime, it means you're suffering from a disease. Do you know the name of that disease? It's called skin disease. Cuerpo enfermo. I'm thinking I'm this body.
Estoy pensando que soy este cuerpo.
And this body came from this this woman. She is my mother.
Y ese cuerpo viene de esa persona que es mi madre.
And here is my father.
Y aquí está mi padre.
It means you're thinking that you're the body.
Entonces tú estás pensando que eres el cuerpo.
How many times have you heard that you're not your body?
¿Cuántas veces has escuchado que tú no eres el cuerpo?
So why do you still think that you are that body?
Entonces, ¿por qué es que tú sigues pensando que eres el cuerpo?
You have to stop thinking I'm the body.
Tú tienes que dejar de pensar que eres el cuerpo.
Yashatma buddhi kunape tridaduke svadhi kalatra dishu boma I jadi yatirta natirta Yatirta buddhir salile nakarhachid janeshu vageshu saeva gokaraha. One who considers this bodily bag of three elements, mucus, bile, and air, to be his very self,
quien considera que su cuerpo constituido de mocos, bile y aire es el mismo,
one who considers the country of his birth to be his home,
quien considera el país de nacimiento como su casa,
one who's considered those persons to be related to his body, to be his family members,
quien considera que esas personas relacionadas con el cuerpo son sus miembros familiares,
and one who goes to a holy place of pilgrimage simply to take bath without hearing from the sadhus there,
y aquellos que van simplemente a los lugares santos a tomar baño ahí sin escuchar a los sadhus de ahí,
they are simply cow and ass.
Ellos son simplemente vacas y asnos.
So do not be cow and ass.
Entonces, no sea un vaca o un asno.
You become human being.
Se vuelva a ser un ser humano.
You have to see that they are all living entities are part and parcel of Krishna. And every living entity is my family member. So if you really love your family, do you love your mother? If you love your mother, you must make her a devotee. Do you love your father? Then you must make your father a devotee.
Tú debes hacer a tu padre un devoto.
Pero ahí estoy, no voy identificándome con el cuerpo.
But he says like he's like identifying with his body again. If he wants to make them, if she wants.
No, it is a natural sentiment.
No, eso es un sentimiento natural.
Everyone will naturally feel some sentiment for their mother and father. There's nothing wrong.
Todos vamos a sentir algún sentimiento de amor por nuestro padre y madre, eso no hay nada malo.
But don't be carried away by that sentiment.
Pero no seas arrastrada por ese sentimiento.
Use that sentiment in Krishna's service by making them Krishna conscious.
Usa ese sentimiento en conciencia de Krishna, volviéndolos conscientes de Krishna.
By your becoming a devotee, you are the greatest blessing upon your mother and father.
Por tú volverte una devota, te estás poniendo las mejores bendiciones a tu madre y a tu padre.
So now you make them devotees.
Entonces ahora hazlos devotos. They are already devoted of another movement.
What movement is that?
¿Qué movimiento?
Shenstat.
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 Shenstat is like a
Mayavadi.
No, it's a
Christian
Catholic.
Catholics.
Yeah, Catholic.
Now if they are Christian, there is no harm. Now you make them perfect Christians.
Ahora a los cristianos perfectos.
By convincing them to give up eating meat.
convenciéndolos de que ellos dejen la carne.
You must make very nice prasadam, and you feed them very nice prasadam all the time, giving more prasad, more prasad, more prasad. So they give up eating meat.
Para que ellos dejen de comer carne.
They can remain Christian, we have no objection.
Ellos pueden permanecer cristianos, no tenemos ningún...
But now you teach them how to become perfect Christians.
Ahora enseñarles de cómo se pueden volver perfectos cristianos.
The Bible says, thou shalt not kill.
La Biblia se dice, tú no debes matar.
Therefore, the Christian, he must give up meat eating.
Luego los cristianos deben dejar la carne.
Any other questions?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
¿Cuál es la manera de no prestar un servicio caprichoso contra la conciencia de Cristo?
¿Caprichoso a qué te refieres?
Sí, en realidad, que él mencionó el tema de hacerle preguntas de modo sumiso y prestarle servicio más espiritual, pero también explicó que debe ser de una manera...
How to like to not do a service out of selfishness, like.
Without hearing everyone.
Yeah, without hearing everyone. Like, to not fall in that, like to do service out of selfishness and not hearing.
You have to serve with love. Bhaktya. With bhakti.
Tú tienes que servir con amor, con bhakti.
Just like you can serve prasadam with love, or you can serve it in a very cold hearted way, you see. Let's say you're serving prasadam to the devotees, you know. You could just go, let me get this over with so I can go sleep. There's no love there. But if you serve, like, seeing, what do you need? See, try to please each devotee by the way you serve him in the prasadam. I remember one time when I was a young brahmachari, I was visiting our temple in Bombay, Juhu Temple. And the temple president at that time was His Holiness Giriraj Swami. I was sitting in the prasadam room. And I couldn't believe how much bhakti he had.
Y no podía creer cuánto bhakti él tenía.
He came up to me and he said,
él vino a mí y dijo,
is there something else I can bring for you?
¿Hay algo más que yo pueda traer a ti?
You see the bhakti mood.
Usted ve el humor de bhakti.
I was amazed. He has so much, he's serving with so much love. I'm just some visiting brahmachari.
Yo estaba impresionado de cómo él estaba sirviendo con tanto amor. Yo era simplemente un
Here he is, a big, big famous sannyasi. And he wants to serve me and make sure that I'm happy. That's amazing. So that's how we should do our service.
We
should try to please the devotee. Serve him in such a wonderful way the devotee becomes very, very pleased with our service. That's how you should serve. And that's how Krishna will become your personal property. When you can please the devotees by the way you serve them with love. You understand? Any other question? Yeah.
Um,
what should be the proper mood in the holy dams?
The holy dam,
Santo Dam.
You can only enter into the holy dam by the mercy of Guru Maharaj.
Solo puedes entrar en Santo Dam por la misericordia de tu Guru Maharaj.
You cannot go to the holy dam by buying a ticket on the airline.
No puedes simplemente ir a Santo Dam por comprar un ticket de la aerolínea.
It's only by the mood of humble service to the spiritual master that you can actually enter the holy dam.
Solamente en el humor de servicio humilde al maestro espiritual que tú puedes entrar al Santo Dam.
So in that mood of humble service to the pure devotee, the spiritual master.
Entonces en ese humor de servicio humilde al maestro espiritual.
That's the mood of entering the dam.
Ese es el humor para entrar en el dam.
In that mood you will live in the dam always, whether you're there physically or not, you'll always live in the dam.
Y en ese humor tú estarás en el dam siempre, si estás físicamente o no.
You understand? All right, so our time is up.
Okay, so nuestro tiempo ya está acabado.
I'll be coming back in about a year from now.
Estaremos de vuelta alrededor de un año desde ahora.
While I'm gone, please chant and dance in ecstasy.
Mientras estoy afuera, por favor, canten y bailen en éxtasis.
Take prasadam to your full satisfaction.
Tomen prasadam por su plena satisfacción.
Serve the Vaishnavas with love. And obey the orders of Sri Guru.
Obedezcan las órdenes de Sri Guru.
Study Prabhupada's books.
Estudie los libros de Prabhupada.
And flood Chile with Srila Prabhupada's books.
Y flechen a Chile con los libros de Prabhupada.
In this way you'll be full of bliss at every minute.
De esta forma ustedes estarán llenos de felicidad a cada minuto.
Your hearts will be overflowing with love and ecstasy. You'll be living in Vrindavan at every minute. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you all again. Vishnu Priya Maharaj and I are very much looking forward to coming back next January
2011.
So we thank you very much for your love.
Entonces le agradecemos mucho por su amor.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Gracias por estar en casa en Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Krishna.